This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Yay, as we're sounding off. Hello, Mary Gillette.
Hello.
You always have that, like, that super sweet, happy little smirk. Like, I never know where you're going with that. Is that like,
That's because she's wondering where you're going to go.
Right? Is that what it's all about? All right, Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going, Steve? Hi,
all
Mary.
Ready? And White Way's hanging down in the studio there. How you doing, my friend? All right, so lots of interesting things going on here, and as you guys know, this is where we talk about all sorts of interesting things that are going on in our lives, in the world in general. And this is the Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. For those who have been tuning in live and joining us live, we appreciate you and love you. And remember, you can join the conversation every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And call us at 866-977-2346. And that would be extension number 2 to join us here in this studio, Studio B. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show, much love. We love you guys. So thank you for that. Don't you love that, Mary? You're
yes.
Smile. Yeah, that's a big smile. All right, so lots going on to talk about, not the least of which is, it was before we came on here, I was telling Mary and Rich about how I really put my foot in my mouth this morning, which is not unusual for me. So, I mean, for that to happen, you just kind of looked at me, Mary, and you went, yeah, so it's Thursday. So that's pretty much what happens on Thursday.
Go big.
Go big and go home without your foot in your mouth, hopefully. But I was just I'll share the story of how I put my foot in my mouth in a minute here. But I was just curious, when's the last time you really, like, put your foot in your mouth, Mary? Like, do you even do that? You're too sweet, right? Like, you probably won't even. Do you? Like, if something happened, would you? Name the last time, I'm curious.
I can't recall one,
see?
But.
See? I know. She's so pretty, right? Like, if somebody does something to you, you won't call them out on it, will you? Or what do
it
you
depends.
Do?
It depends. It depends.
Like, but what does somebody do have to do? Yeah. How would you do it?
Do it in a way that I wouldn't feel bad about myself afterward.
Do it in a way that I wouldn't feel bad about myself afterwards. So,
you're getting angry, shaming someone, judging, blaming. Just state the fact and let it sit.
State the fact and let it sit. And so people can't get mad at you.
Well, what's your definition of foot in your mouth? Because,
well,
I mean, kind of, that didn't really sound like foot in your mouth.
Right, that's just being honest with somebody. Like, if they just do something, they just make you mad or whatever, you just say something, that's one thing. But, like, something that you said, like, you were totally embarrassed about. Like, you got the facts, like, totally wrong. Or you called someone for, like, 3 hours, like, the wrong name. You know what I mean? Like, I did that. Like, we had a guy on Giovanni Marisco, who does, like, this amazing work in the world through this archangel stuff and everything else that he's doing there. And for our whole episode, I was calling him Giovanni Marsico, you know, and, like, he was nice enough and, you know, he'd never really say anything. But, like, when people mispronounce my name, that,
how do you miss
Oschler, Ulcer? Do you know how many times I've been called Ulcer? It's like, yes, I give people ulcers. I have been known to do
really?
That. But yeah, like, and so Oschler and
I get
Oschler
called
and
Gullet
and so on. So that might be an example of putting your foot in your mouth. Yes, Wade.
I just guess people screw up Wade.
How do they?
Dwayne, Dwight, Dave.
Wade.
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 So, yeah, don't put it past you.
So, wait, I'm sure not terribly long ago you put your foot in your mouth on something. And, again, I'll share my story here in a second. But what did you do that you recently put your foot in your mouth on?
Oh, recently?
Or just, in the last lifetime?
Oh, just constantly stuff.
In the last hour.
No, you don't.
Hanging out with a friend. This was years back, right, in college. But his girlfriend was there. She'd changed her hairstyle or something.
Mm-hmm.
I go, did you do something different with your hair? And she's like, yeah, yeah. And I said, yeah, I thought something was wrong.
Oh, right.
It's hold on.
It's like calling a fat woman pregnant, you know? Like,
Dave, are you? I can tell you when Dave put his foot in his mouth.
See, there we go. All right, let's take Mary out of the equation and let's talk about Dave. I like that idea. Yes, please.
He can take my place.
So I told him that I ran into a friend of mine when I was taking a tap class, and she's a larger gal, and she said that she'd been doing it since November. She dropped 30 pounds.
Is she just big boned, or is she
a little bit of that? But she's all
yeah.
So
okay.
Big boned. That's a good one. When's the last time you've seen a fat skeleton?
Yeah, right. So 30. She lost 30 pounds. So I told Dave, I'm like, I just love going to tap class. It's so much fun. He goes, yeah, and you could lose weight too.
Oh,
I was like,
Wow. So like, so okay. So
I just laughed at him because I'm like, dude, you know what you just said.
So was he saying that from the standpoint of like, Mary, and you took it from the standpoint of like, Mary, you need to do this so you can or lose some weight? Or was he saying it because like he saw other people in the class who clearly could have benefited? So how did you interpret that? Because that's a,
that
that's
I could
an
lose some
thing.
Weight.
Oh, man.
Totally.
He didn't mean that. Well, he wasn't.
Oh, I think he did subconsciously.
No.
It was a Freudian slip.
Well, wait a minute. This is the lose? Big. Did I miss something? The big bone gal took you to this place?
No. And, I went to a tap class.
Yeah.
And she is a mom from my kid's school.
Okay.
And we said hello to one another. And I said, how long have you been taking the class? She said, since November. And I've already lost 30 pounds from this class.
Good for her.
And so I told him that story. And
got
then he
it,
said,
got it.
Okay.
And he said, now, that's a start. And he was but that's 30 pounds. That's unbelievable. So, Rich, is that how you lost all your weight? Through tap class? Is that
tap
what you've been
class.
Doing?
That's exactly. I tap around the neighborhood when I'm making my East Coast calls in the morning.
Oh, man. All right. So you're I saw you were racking your brain there. You were trying to think of a time. And come on, man. There's got to be
something. There's got to be times, for sure.
Something with Trish.
But
it's like, it's
I, just can't,
something
I can't think of a recent one, but I can think of one way back in the day that told me about enough about so. Started out my first job at a health food store, a super alternative place.
Supplements and food,
but I mean
like organic food before it was popular, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. My step-parents started the first one in the country. So like OB People Food Store in Ocean Beach. So,
really?
Yeah. And then so long story short, it was alternative to everybody. Lesbians, gays, piercings, tattoos, you name it. All in one building.
Now,
all
if you don't have that stuff, you're uncool.
Exactly.
Like, oh, he's a nerd.
So at one point, one of the girls there, who happened to be a lesbian, said to me,
"How do you know this, by the way? Like, does this like this? Not something you ask. Like, you don't like."
Well, we had worked together for a while. Okay. You'll see where I'm going. I put my foot in my mouth twice in this conversation, but I grew from it too. So it was really cool. But she was, hey, you moved this register. Should we put it over here? I go, no, that would be gay. And she's like, what? And then I'm like, it just wouldn't be right. And then she's like, what? Doesn't even like even more. Like, oh, great. Like,
you made it worse.
But because we had a connection, we knew each other, she knew where I was at. I actually grew from it because, you know, it was like, wow, I never really thought about how you could use that in a way that could just totally have someone take it in the totally. And I'm like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't use that.
It is just a phrase.
No, of course, of course.
So but I wasn't sensitive to it.
Well, and her wasn't really angry, right?
Yeah, it just
when you said it, this is like the epitome of my foot in my mouth days of my life. Like that one, anytime someone asks that, always flash back to that one.
That's a good, I mean, I gotta tell you, there's been plenty of time when I'm with someone who is trying to get a better price on something. And later on, we'll be, I really Jewed him down, and I'm Jewish. Yeah. So it's like,
you're like, hey,
what do you mean, Like, that's so uncool. That's the worst
thing. Why is it uncool?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
No, it's not. That's
It's only cool for you to do it.
I can do it because I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
I can say I Jewed him down because I am a Jew. It's like, come on.
I totally understand it. I remember that from a comedy class. Walked in. You know, I'm not trying to say I'm a good looking guy, but the lady's like just looks at me and goes, "Good luck, buddy. Good luck." And I'm like, didn't understand at all what she's saying. And then when we were done with it, she's like, "Hey, I wasn't trying to make funny or anything or say anything." She's like, "You know, a tall white guy that's relatively good looking guy." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks for adding in the relatively." She goes, she's like, "It's good luck, because the lower you are in the social totem pole,
the funnier you are.
Mm-hmm. And then I look over at
and
this.
You see everybody else.
I look over and I see, wait a minute, that short, fat, lesbian black girl is actually really funny. She's not just that way because she's got it was just, but it made sense when she said it like that. Like, you're allowed to make fun of the things that you are.
Yeah, for sure.
But you're not allowed to do that with someone else.
Yeah, and that's exactly the excuse that I make for not being in the Speaker's Hall of Fame. And our guest who will be on, and we're going to have Sally Hogshead on, she is one of only a handful of living folks that are in the Speaker Hall of Fame, and so that's, you know, that's my excuse, is that I'm a really great looking white guy. You know, I mean, I'm hot. And like, you look at me and I've got all my, come on, Mary, I'm sort of hot, no? So like, I've got all my limbs, you
nice
know,
laugh,
like,
man.
I mean, yeah, I know that was like the worst
courtesy laugh.
Courtesy laugh. It's like, I have all my limbs, you know, like I'm not rolling up in a wheelchair. I haven't had like these crazy stories of survival. Like, I didn't beat cancer. I wasn't in a head-on car crash. I'm talking about you, Hal Elrod. You know, I wasn't like, you know, in any of that stuff where like you can talk about all of these amazing things and people are like, oh my God, you had this. And now, of course, we want to hear you speak and we want to hear your story. So that's the reason why I'm not in the Hall of Fame.
So you have to tell
speakers.
Them you left a cliffhanger there.
About the story of how I put my foot in my mouth.
Yes.
So long story short, we're doing this event in September called the New Media Summit. And we've got icons from all over the world coming in to meet you, and you can pitch them and talk about who you are and what you do, and leave that event literally with bookings on the spot. So it's newmediasummit.net. Definitely check that out. So I've been recruiting some of these quote-unquote icons of influence to come in. I was talking to a guy by the name of Rob Walsh this morning, who I knew as being the owner and creator of Libsyn. What I didn't know is that he's actually been a podcaster for 12-odd years. And I was like, no. I mean, okay, so fine. So it might not be great for you as a sponsorship because, you know, there's only going to be 150 people there. We're keeping it really tight in terms of who can come and this, that, and the other. And the icons really need to be in the podcasting space. And he's like, dude, I've been podcasting for 15 years.
You obviously didn't do your homework.
I obviously didn't do your
he
homework.
He actually said that to you?
Yeah, and he also said that this is the, you know, people, the influencers, come to me when they need to be talking about podcasting. So so word to the wise, do your homework, don't put your foot in your mouth, and stay strong, my friends. We love you, and we'll talk to you here next time on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing. But most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.